Say tonight, we appreciate the opportunity the Lord's blessed us with to come back out to the house of the Lord. And we can certainly say it's a great honor and a great privilege to be here. I kept being patient tonight, thinking maybe things would carry on like they did last night. Kept telling Brother Shane that I wasn't giving up yet. But I appreciate the service last night. I appreciate the service Sunday night. Brother Darrell already made mention the plainness of the gospel. I appreciate it being plain. A lot of times, even maybe when a man that's trying to preach the word of the Lord, maybe don't even come out hardly as plain as some would like it. If the Lord's in it, there'll be just something in it just for you that'll be crystal clear in your heart. I'm afraid a lot of times we try to put together something when it don't take the Lord very long to deliver a message to a heart. But I appreciate the Lord, and y'all bear with me and pray for me. It's been a long time since I've stood here. Long time. Probably the last time I was here in revival, I guess, when Crafton was here. It's been a good long while. My nerves are up just a touch. So I feel like I got maybe a thing or two to get over. So you help me. Bear with me and pray for me. We'll do the best we can with what we got. I'm glad the Lord will still help us stand today. I'm afraid a lot of folks feel like that there's been some power lost. And I know there've been some lose some battles along the way. There've been some things that we've lost along the journey. But when it comes to the Lord and His way, it's still standing today just like it's always stood. There've been a lot of them maybe even say that the church maybe even has lost some power. I'd say there's some people that occupy places within a church that maybe have sacrificed some power. But I'd have to say that the Church of the Living God has lost zero power. She still has the same power she's always had. A lot of times we just fail to access the power. But I'm glad it's still there. It's still obtainable. You can still have it. We as His people can still find it. We was witness to some of it last night. I appreciate what the Lord done around about Mountain View last night. And I know it come from the church, and I believe pastor here agreed with that. The church took it and went with it. And then you allowed a lot of the visitors to take part in it too, them that come in to help. It's always good when you can go to meeting. But as a moderator or a pastor, it's always even better when it comes from the church where you're at. And certainly tonight I appreciated what the Lord said. I appreciate Brother Shane. He knows I love him. I ain't got to say much about Shane. I appreciate him coming on and being obedient last night and doing what he felt as though the Lord impressed him to do. And it was just right, perfect, in order. And it done just what we needed it to do. And certainly today we still need obedience to be what we reach for and depend upon. And if we come and sacrifice our time and we fail to obey when we get here, then it really didn't do us a whole lot of good. But the Bible still teaches us to obey is better than sacrifice. And if we can obey when we get to where the Lord maybe has put a feeling upon our heart to get, and we'll obey Him right to the perfect part that Brother Bruce was talking about, then everything will be well and be right in line and right in order. And then it'll be just as we need it to be. So my nerves are high and I need you to help me. I'm trying to get them calm, but I just need you to pray. We'll read you some scripture tonight, I guess, out of St. Luke. Lord being our helper, not knowing what we might could say from it tonight. Chapter 7 of St. Luke. And also a verse out of Proverbs. This is all I got. This is what's on my heart. So, you just pray for a little while. Chapter 7, St. Luke, starting in verse 12. It says, "Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother." And that's all we'll read there. And I believe over in the book of Proverbs, we'll read you one verse, and it might seem strange, but this is all that I have, and I don't have anything else to turn to, so you pray. You'll find it in a couple of places, but we'll read it in Proverbs chapter 16. You'll find it also in chapter 14, very familiar scripture. But in chapter 16 and verse 25, it says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." And that's all we feel like reading, I believe, tonight. And I know probably got the same thoughts you have tonight, wondering how that goes together. But you pray and you bear with me, and I'll do my best to try to find the place where the Lord would have us to be here tonight. But we certainly appreciate the Lord and how good the Lord is here this evening. He's certainly the best friend that we've ever found, and I'm glad of that tonight. I'm glad that He's so patient and so kind here today. As Brother Bruce was talking a little bit earlier, I'm glad that the Bible talked about, as he said, about loving. And I'm glad tonight that if we say we love God and we can't see Him, and we can't love our brother whom we have seen, but we say we love God whom we have not seen, then there must be a shortness somewhere. But I'm glad tonight that the Lord is certainly able to do all things that we think that a lot of folks maybe are not able to do, and a lot of times we might feel like that things are impossible. But I'm glad today that the Lord's able to intervene and do everything that we'd ever think that He'd be able to do here tonight, and I'm glad of that. And I know a lot of times we might want a thought, we might want something that we could try to maybe stay around, but I don't have no thought really. I don't have maybe really a lot on my heart at all. I might have some trouble getting my mind empty tonight. So if you'll help me to do that this evening and bear with me and be patient with me just for a few minutes, we'll do the best we can here tonight. I realize that this evening there's been a lot of talk about various things roundabout, and even so far in the services in which we have the things going on, and maybe things that have changed, and everything that's happening in our world today. There's a lot of troublesome things in our land, and a lot of things that'll cause us to maybe almost worry, and a lot of things that maybe concern us and cause us to have concern tonight. But I realize this evening that according to the scriptures, I believe it's taught us that probably most likely everything seemed like it might get worse and worse, but here in the world. But I realize tonight that the scriptures will teach us that this world is not to last forevermore, but there is one that will, and I'm glad of that tonight. I realize that the Bible taught us that in the world we have tribulation, but the Lord said to be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world here tonight. And I realize that, and I'm glad of that here tonight. And it seemed like that most people today, they want to look around about them in the land to try to find their help and their comfort tonight. But they really ain't a whole lot of comfort here in this world. But we got to look beyond this world and look past the body and past the flesh and past the mind, and we'll find comfort here tonight. And I know that here this evening. I realize that if you put all your hope in this world, my friend, you'll be disappointed a lot of times. And I believe the Bible taught us that even if we had hope of Christ, not only hope in this world, but if we had hope of Christ in this world only, then we'd be of all men most miserable. But I'm glad tonight that our hope's not only in the Lord in this walks of life, as I know we sang a lot about, and I know He can touch the sick, and I know He can do all these things, but that ain't really where my hope in Him is tonight. But I'm glad that my hope in Christ is beyond this world, and it's looking and expecting and depending upon Him in a world to come. And I thought about a lot of times, as maybe Brother Rex Cox would say, and as I was a little bit younger starting out, I would hear him say something like this. He would talk about not just this world, but a glory world. And I'm glad tonight that there's certainly another land and a better day here tonight. I know tonight that we live a blessed life. Most of us do, and I ain't got a lot of things ailing us here in this world. And seem like today we don't have to pray for very much rain anymore. And my friend, we ain't got to do a lot of things as maybe our forefathers did. But tonight, I realize that even as blessed as we are, today, friend, it can all change. In just a moment of time, it can all come down to a close and to a cease. In just a minute tonight. But and I know today that our children live blessed lives as well.
than they in most cases have been. As full beyond measure, and they had never really needed anything or had to try very hard at anything tonight, but today, friend, and when it come down to being saved, my friend, today they so many seem like they struggle with it and have a hard time getting to where they can believe that the Lord is able to save them. But today, friend, they've always had everything handed right to them, and never had to work for anything. Never had to struggle for anything. My friend, today, most young adults is the same way. Most of them my age is the same way, my friend, and I. So when it comes to something that requires a little bit of effort, something that might require a little bit of struggle under them, friend, and I, they don't know what to do with it. Brethren, in most cases today, if they find themselves giving up, and brethren, and almost just to quit and along the journey, brethren, tonight. But I tell you today, and I need you to pray just for a little while tonight, friend. I tell you tonight, when they submit it today, when they get in the way of the Lord, and it seems like maybe a little hardship, a little struggle, maybe a mountain or a valley, my friend, tonight it seems almost, brethren, like they don't hardly know what to do with what's before them here today, friend. But brethren, I'm glad tonight. Why today that a lot of time, brethren, we ain't got to faint. We ain't got to fear. We ain't got to give up. Brethren, tonight, but this evening, I'm glad they somebody that we're able to look to, somebody to depend upon here tonight, someone that you're able to invest everything you can muster up and put it in him, and you can rest assured that it'll be secure tonight. Brethren, I don't know about everybody else, but I'm glad today to have somebody that we're able to feel and to know that it will put our faith in him tonight, then. No matter what might come, friend, today, through faith tonight, we're able to overcome. And brethren, I say tonight, there's no reason to act as though we're helpless. And there's no cause tonight to act as though we have not won, and that is still able to stand. And brethren, today, he don't need a prop here tonight, but thank God, I'm glad. And brethren, he's able to stand without mine and your help tonight. And oh, how much much sweeter it is today for his people to climb up and under the shadow of the wings of the Almighty and thank God today and not only walk here this evening but to walk by faith expecting and knowing that whatever might come he's able to handle it tonight. Yeah, he is. Brethren, I tell you, our Lord, you bear with me, Lamar, pray for me. And tonight, our Lord, he is not slack concerning his promises tonight. And Brother Clay, what he did for them that she sang about, what he did for them that used to be here, and what he did for all of them that you're missing today, brethren, he'll still do for me and you tonight. Brethren, I don't know how long it's been since you checked in. Brethren, it took an inventory. Brethren, today, but you can rest assured he's still there at the right hand of the Father tonight. Brethren, he's still listening to mine and your plea when we need him. Y'all help me now. Brethren, I don't know. I might feel a little bit better about it now. Brethren, but I need you to help me. And tonight, brethren, I tell you today, is it worth it? Yeah, it's worth it. Brethren, I tell you, Brother Rick, it seemed like this evening and the day in which we're living in, and there's too many like this woman I read to you about. Thank God tonight running around in our land. And brethren, well, tonight I would, if God would let me tonight, I'd like to be able to tell you here today, friend, that there is still a better way for you to go tonight. Brethren, why the little old woman bearing her dead son out of the city, and why I tell you tonight, we got a lot of folks today still following along with the crowd. Brother Crawford, you know all we do and what we know to do. This woman, her son died. And the next step after that, in the burial, ain't that what the world said? Ain't that what we do in the world? Mary, mother, if I'd like to be able, if God would let me tonight, to take you by the better way. Mary, that woman, they are paying with a dead child. They're in a barren deal. They're falling in a rut. Their brethren, like this woman, thank God her child died. And all she knew, there was to bear him into the final place. Their brethren denied. That's all she had. She didn't have anything better. If you died, then they buried you. Them I denied. Friend, but I tell you, them they, man named Jesus came by. In that way, thank God, ain't you glad? Mama, give up. Nobody else can help. We're here today. They're probably had him dressed up as nice as they could. How many of you is like that? A lot of you wives, a lot of you mamas, and know your husband, and know your children is out in the world in sin, and the world they're walking around like a dead man. And brethren tonight, and you're still adorning him. And even though and they're as dead can be. And brethren, there's a better way tonight. Yeah, they are. You ain't got to live with or in sin tonight. And you ain't got to give up on them that you love. I can't help it, Pastor. What a guy. They still on the teeth. Hallelujah. When they ought to be eating the meat. Paul told them one time. He said, I fed you milk. All she had, it didn't have a husband. She's a widow. All she had, it was a dead son. He carried him out to bury him. I tell you tonight, I don't know why it is like it is, Robert. I don't know why people are afraid to pray for the lost tonight. Wait a minute, preacher. I pray for the lost. Well, you might have had a little while ago. I tell you, I don't find it hard to pray for them. And when I'm surrounded by everybody like me, I don't know. Herman, it's between you, away from the church. Brother Lamar, it's when you're on the job. Today, brethren, what are you doing? When Mountview ain't looking at you, how do you pray? When Randy Jackson ain't beaming on you, thank God tonight. And there's a better way, Marlon, than what some of them's are traveling now. Oh, she ran out of hope, and she's gone to bury her son. Are you hopeless today? Have you given up today? Are you saying we might as well bury him today? Thank God. Or are you going to say, Lord? Oh, Lord, would you come to my rescue? We'd better not say tonight. Thank God. We live in a world where if it ain't just real easy, then they give up. Maybe the hallelujah. When it comes to the work of the Lord, it ain't always easy. It ain't. It better not. But we ain't giving up, are we? No. Better mama. Told that child. Children, and just filled with seeing eye. And brethren, and denied they go to school. And they're robbed of their innocence at a really young age. Educated about things that a little child should know anything about. And brethren, and they wonder when they get 13, 14, 15, and that they got grand young is a coming. And brethren, I say tonight, I would to God, and that we wouldn't worry so much about educating them in sin. But thank God, and get them introduced to the Lord. And brethren, today, every time, and thank God, introduce another sin. It's putting another nail in their coffin tonight. And brethren, and now here we are. We got children, Gina, way up in their years. There is sin. Young adults committing things in the world. And everybody else trying to worry about their mental health. Thank God. You'll never get your mind right until you get your heart right. Get Jesus and He'll heal your mind tonight. Yeah, He will. I don't know about you, but He's still. I know it's different last night. I prayed for something like last night. We didn't get it. And all I know to do is take what I got and say, here it is. And do what you want to with it. But I tell you today, friend, our people, and y'all remember that scripture. I can't help, I love everybody. Y'all remember that scripture, and my people, and these are called by my name, it would humble themselves. Boy, ain't that something we need? Humble themselves, and pray. Thank God. I was the one man said, thank God when you want to pray. Pray when you feel like it. Pray when you don't. And ain't never wrong time to pray. And see my face. Thank God you've been hiding long enough. Might as well fess up. And say, Lord, here am I. And turn from their wicked way. And brethren, I tell you tonight, there's too many of them walking in the ways of Baal. And brethren, and they're trying to throw a foot in a hand every now and again over in the way of the Lord. Thank God tonight. But you'll not find blessing until you turn from your wicked way. Why, you know what it said? It said, then will I. We've got a lot of praying. We've got a lot of answers. Why is that? I can't hear it. I look. Why is that? Because a lot of it bothered me with your lips. But your heart, you are from me. There's a lot of praying out here. There's a lot of praying. Ain't looking for any hope coming out of the wind tonight. I don't know how anybody is. Saying, if the hinder be It's a lot more than a smile on your face. I can't help it. I remember Johnny Beeson saying this. That classroom of kids, what do you do for fun? They asked, what they asked him, Lamar? And he said, boy, I traded fun for joy a long time ago. And tonight, we got too many little ones wanting to have nothing but fun. And they ain't got no joy. And they get married. And they ain't got no joy. They think they're having fun. But they ain't nothing not to keep it. Thank God tonight. Brethren, if you want to have good success, make Jesus your priority tonight. And thank God you'll grow old together. Little old widow woman. What else she gonna do? The days of the law. Son's dead. Ain't no prophet around. I probably heard a little bit about John the Baptist. I probably never had met him yet. Brethren, preacher, what do you mean? Old Satan had me up. Carrying me to the grave. But on the way there, Jesus came by. Hallelujah. I just about here now. Where are you headed? Well, I'm a told another dead man. You'll marry him. But Lord, and I, you know what he said? He said, not only will I hear from heaven, but I'll forgive their sin, and will I heal their land. She done all she knew to do, Christy. And that's the way she knew. And it seemed right. I tell you tonight, if you're raised up in a drunkard's house, then most likely, chances are good, you gonna be a drunkard. If you're raised up in a harlot's house, I don't know, but chances are good, you also gonna be a harlot. But I tell you, when Jesus passes by, it don't matter if it's been 20 years, 30, 40, 50 years, it don't matter to him. Thank God he ain't got no respect to persons. Hey, you know what he done? There's a lot of people carrying you where you're headed. Yeah, they are. And I tell you, we have some of them around home. And they got a little drug about them. Got a little money with them. And boy, they got friends all around them. And they carrying them. If their bad habits, if their dead state, they're right to that mortal grave. But I tell you tonight,
thank you. good, but I think it's good.
Amen.
I'm glad because I ain't never fit into the world.
Even as a lost man, I didn't fit. Never found my home out there. But there was a night. There was a night. When there was a man came by my way. Everybody else had said probably, ain't no hope for him. I was a little buried. He's too far gone. He's too far gone. How many of them said that about you tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, how many of them sitting here tonight knows you're dead? But because everybody else thinks you're dead, you're just willing to stay in the dead state. God help your soul. When you think what a man thinks about you more important than how God sees you, there, man, and I tell you tonight, I would that you lay off the works of the flesh. And put down the thoughts of your mind. And thank God see this fair way today.
Amen.
He touched that mind. And them men just stopped. And that's what's happened to you tonight. All that emotion has got you headed in one way. All of that train is pushing you. Keeping you in that wrong way. That way the sinner's right into you. Jesus comes by and just speaks. Touches. And it all stops. He told that woman, he said, weep not. That tells me that he already knew it was going to be okay. Weep not. Everything's still. What's a lot more still tonight than it was last night? Everything's still. What did he say? Son,
ain't that good?
Son, I say unto thee,
yeah.
Rise. You know what he done? He just sat up. Hey, there was a couple times, Shane, when I didn't have nothing else I could do. He sat up and spake to his mind.
Yeah.
I tell you tonight, there's a better way than what people's tried to
do. Yeah.
There's a better way than what folks feel like they're destined to have. These people think they can't get to heaven because of what their last name is. These people think they can't be saved because of who their mom and dad is. These people think they can't be saved because of the sin that you have right now.
Yeah.
That boy was dead.
Yeah.
He was dead. If you'll have it, in trespasses of sin. But by one touch of the master, one word of the master, he rose up alive. So you ain't got to stay dead. You can be brought to life tonight. You ain't got to be cold and indifferent. You can be warmed up. There's a lot of ways that man
has corrupted and perverted. Taking this word, just barely tweaking it just a little, and throwing it out there, and deception finds people. Just the slightest swerve, that's all it takes. It's what I like about the gospel, you see. I've heard men preach, and they've had Moses building the ark, and they've had Elisha calling down fire, and they've had all these things that you and I probably all know that ain't hardly correct. Yes. But in the midst of that that we thought wasn't right, the Spirit of God would come. Yeah. And it would start sending a message. Yeah. And no matter what that man was saying, when the gospel found
him, they were found.
Because it ain't my word, that Randy's ashamed word down in the ditch. But it's that word that speaks unto your heart. All we are preparers of the way. What we know to do, say, pray, and preach the best we can. And hopefully the Lord will have respect to it and honor it, and he'll send it through the Holy Ghost by. And when it comes by, and it starts knocking at your heart, it ain't there to hurt you. It's there to show you a better way.
Amen.
If you'd only had it, go ahead and come get your songs. It's here to show you a better way. Yes, I tell you, you could go all through the scriptures and find places where they was just struggling in a good way. The Lord would come by and it'd be a better way. Yeah. And it ain't no different tonight, friend. It ain't no different. Nothing's changed. It's the same as it's always been. They still lost people. I remember a little old deacon, dead and gone now. I used to go by his house. Brother Terry back there knowed him real well. I used to go by his house and visit with him. It never failed. Before I get out of there, I would have to have a prayer meeting. And the Lord would come by just about every time. But I was a young pastor, a young preacher. And I'd go by there really to find encouraging words. He wasn't always real encouraging, but he'd always give me a word. This is one of them he gave me. He says, "Preacher, I'll ask you a question." He said, "Ain't seeing folks saved like we used to, are we?" I said, "No, sure ain't, Brother Don, we ain't." He said, "Let me ask you." He said, "Is the lost changed?" I already knew where he was going. I said, "No, they haven't. They the same." He said, "Has the Lord changed?" I said, "No, he hasn't." He said, "You tell me who's changed." And I said, "Oh, amen. We, as God's people, has changed." Our desire, what Bruce said, our love ain't perfected much anymore. Our desire is mingled, tattered just a little bit, watered down.
Amen.
I don't have any time right now. I'm going to be here. That's a brand new need now. Oh, how I love Jesus. And then out here doing something else. Oh, we had a good meeting last night. And then in the morning, that'd be something else. Come on, distract you again. Oh, I had that love we had last night. Where was it this morning? At 10 o'clock. That good time we had the other day in the Spirit of God. Where was it at? 2 or 3 days later. Sunday's the Sabbath. We're going to keep her holy. That's a commandment of God. That's good. But is that the only day you're supposed to reverence him? Huh? Are we, is the Lord still satisfied with the 10th part?
Huh?
Kind of quiet there, though. Is the Lord satisfied with just the 10th of what we have? I don't need that anywhere except in the Old Testament. You know what I read in the New Testament? It says, "Wherefore I beseech you, brethren, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, they're holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed unto this world, but be transformed by the renewing of
hit me.
Just one guy.
Cast in of our abundance. There's a better way. What did he say about that? That little old woman didn't have but just two mites to put in. That's what she cast in there. And the Lord spoke about it. It was so important that they wrote it down in the New Testament. This little old widow woman, boys, has cast in more than all of them who have cast in their bones.
Yeah.
Why?
Because she put in all her living.
Yeah.
I'll give the Lord a Sunday, sure. I got to work. I got people I got to deal with. I got to be a man. I got to be strong. Tell me where you show me where following Jesus is weak. If that would have been the case in life, we would have walked David big time.
Yeah.
But did he? No, he didn't, because there's a better way. I can't hear you. There's a better way. You ain't got to be married. You ain't got to be toted in a car. You ain't got to be throwing and dressed up and getting ready for death. You ain't got to die tonight. Why now, preacher? Wait a minute. We all want to die in the flesh, but that ain't what we've come to preach to you about tonight. We all know we're going to face death one day in this body, but there's a better way tonight. And I assume somebody would have probably carried him and buried him in a graveyard somewhere. But there is a better way. Then Lazarus died, and the angel of God came and carried him away and laid in Abraham's mother's heart tonight.
There's a better way.
What the Bible teach us, where the carcass is, where the carcass? What is the carcass? Look at it. Where this carcass here? Where the empty tomb? Where this old empty vessel of clay? Walled up there somewhere. And they know where the carcass is, and the eagle shall be there. Where is that goat? It was ready to glorify. Receives. I don't know who will carry me in time like this. I don't know who will carry me. It'll make me no difference. They put me back in a toilet, pick me up, and throw me out there, pull the tail string, shut me off in the ground. I'm fine. Because the ride will have already come in. Wait a minute. What did David say? I can't hear it. We're going to sing this. What did David say? Or the psalmist, what did he say? Well, you find it in Psalm 90 about verse 10. It said the days of a man's number, 80, by reason of strength they be 80, still their strength, labor and sorrow, and soon be cut off. You know what else? And we fly away. Thank God, I'm glad there's somebody waiting on me. Now you're here tonight.